Okay, we shall be hopefully competing Simon Tofresh Pay Test tonight. We'll be discussing some really interesting shailas, including we'll be discussing the if there's any way one can be Yoitza, Kinas HaMegillah, if necessary, under extreme circumstances. Can you be fulfilling the mitzvah of Kinas HaMegillah by listening by phone? Yeah, you've got a second cousin twice removed in Phoenix. Does that exist? Yeah. Phoenix, Arizona, and you want to be mezakim, but listen, can you call him up and say, listen, do you want to listen to the Megillah? Question one. Question two, what about radio? Is that, but again, I'm not lechatchila, but is there any way you can fulfill the mitzvah by radio transmitting, be mezakim the rabbim, by doing the Kiyas and Megillah in radio once by night, once in the morning, followed by some advertisement, without work? Another question we'll be discussing, what's exactly the... we'll be discussing a little bit more about the necessity of a minyan, with regards to Kiyas HaMegillah, and we'll talk a little bit more about chinuch with regards to Kiyas HaMegillah. Okay, so bear with us because we first have to go through Seif Gimel and Dalet, and then we'll address those points in Mitzvah Hashem. Seif Gimel, Androgynous, Moitze Minoy. Now, Androgynous... is somebody who has got simonim of being a zochel, a male, and a keva, a female. Androgynous moitzi mino. He can be moitzi's own type. Androgynous can be moitzi another fellow androgynous. V'loy she'enu mino, but he cannot be moitzi either a man or a woman. He can't because could be he's the other. So he can't be moitzi. He can be moitzi his own mino. He cannot be moitzi enu mino. Tumtum, pardon. Because alatzad that he is, Mishnah Berurah explains, Einoy Minoy, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lo she'einoy Minoy Tzivkot Yudalef, Teshem Ozen Nekeva V'asheinu Yizocha, V'afilu Leman Da'ama, T'noshim Moitziz Anoshim, Ze Gorat Fei, De'binot Sha'am Moitziz Acherim Yenika Imu Isha Isha. So he said that is some sort of additional point that it's not, oh, thank you very much. You know what? Can I bother you? Sorry. I need the one that says Gimel on it. Sorry. Okay, will you find it? The Mishnah Berurah says that Shunika imu Ishva Isha. So that's lacking over here. And therefore, he won't be able to be Moitzi Enu Mino either.
I thought you said
he
had both
Simonim. Yes.
So they're both Nika.
It's not clear which is this. It's, yes, there's still an inclarity within that. It's true, but there's still an inclarity within that as well. As opposed to the tumtum mishechatzi evet afilo mino eno moitzi, he cannot be moitzi nor even his min. Says the Rama, yesh im da afilo es atzma eno moitzi b'tzorach nishmoa me'acherim. Says with regards to the tumtum, he can't even moitzi himself b'tzorach nishmoa me'acherim. Mishnah Berurah said the shema ze zocha v'ze nekeva. He says over here with regards to the tumtum, there's an additional point that it could be that. It's not clear. It could be anything. It could be something that the other tumtum is not. So every tumtum is a shail on its own. Therefore, you can't be moitzi a fellow tumtum. Right. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. Much appreciated. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Dalet, Hashemea Megillah, Memisho Muda Hano, Mimenu Yotza. Shulchan Aruch says that somebody is Muda Hano. So you made a neder that you're not getting any Hano from an individual. Muda Hano. The question is, can you be Moitzi the Megillah through him? Hashemea Megillah, Memisho Muda Hano, Mimenu. Can you listen to the Megillah and fulfill the mitzvah of Kiyas HaMegillah by somebody that is Muda Hano? Shulchan Aruch says Yotza, Mishnah Berurah explains, and Tzivkot Nudalet, Yotza, why is that? The mitzvahs, Alav Lehenus Nitnu, because mitzvah is not considered Hano. As always, the rule is, although you made a neder that you're not accepting any Hano from this individual, you won't be able to get any benefit from that individual. However, listening to the Megillah, if he says the Megillah, that's not considered Hano. Because mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. And therefore, if you're fulfilling the mitzvah, that's not considered a benefit. It's not a personal benefit. Mitzvah not given for Hano. It's not a personal benefit. Therefore, if he says the Megillah, you can be Yoitzi. That's not considered a benefit. It's not considered Hano. So although you're Muda Hano, but mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. Now I want to stop over here for 1 minute. After having seen all the halachas which are relevant with regards to Shmiras HaMegillah, before we continue with Seif Dalet and Seif Hei involved, I want to address over here quickly the shaila of about fulfilling the mitzvah with a phone. With a phone. So this is the shaila that's been as early as there were phones, as long as since there were phones, the shaila has come up, and quite early Achonim was surprised to see early generation of Achonim actually discussed the shaila of a phone. Can one not be yotze the mitzvah by listening to Megillah through a phone? What's your opinions, Rabbi Isai?
So the question is going to be: is listening to Megillah like Omein, where you can answer Omein over the phone because it's happening right now?
Good.
And you don't actually need to be in the place, as long as you know that there's.
Beautiful. So you are saying that the Mamash Ramosha Steinbuch speaks of Mamash this point. Ramosha Steinbuch says that we know this halacha, you say Amen, as you're saying very correctly, you say Amen, even if you didn't actually hear the bracha, but if there's people, you know at this time there's a bracha happening and everybody says Amen, you're going to say Amen with the tzibur. You're joining to the tzibur, although you didn't actually hear the bracha. So you're saying that if it's the same halacha, then Amen, then surely you could. But yeah, Ramosha Steinbuch, Mamash says this point.
If it's like shofar, you have to hear it.
You have to hear it.
You've already said yesterday you can't hear it from a cotton and you can't hear it from a tape recorder.
Good.
So a phone is going to be exactly the same as a tape recorder.
Good.
In terms of, and exactly the same with the radio. So then you're not listening to a voice. You're listening to just some noise, which sounds a lot like a voice.
Right. Rabbi Said, you all agree to that. Fulfilling the mitzvah. So in b'di'evet. So you would you say that if somebody actually heard the Megillah by phone, you could still afterwards make a bracha. That's what you're saying. I mean, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. That's what you're saying. Yeah, is that correct?
Sounds like that. Sounds like that's what the mitzvah is.
Yeah. Phone. Not yotze. Yeah. Microphone. It's interesting because I only saw one posek, which is Reb Shlomo Zalman Zichroni Livracha, who puts the microphone in the same shaila. So in my amratzas, I really don't know anything. I'm sure that there's others who have got much greater expertise. I don't know if it's technically exactly the same. I don't know. Is it? Same thing? Is it the same thing? Very nice. That's nice. Yeah. Okay. It's a good point. Yeah. But, right. If microphone is the same, and you don't hear the person who's saying it, what will then be the halacha? Fulfilling microphone, phone. And why, if it's a problem, why is it a problem? Why not? Sounds like the Megillah to me.
You're not hearing the voice itself.
Voice. That's you're not hearing the voice itself. Yeah? You don't hear the voice itself? Is that correct? Fine, there's the Achronim discuss. So one approach, which has been quite early, has been pushed aside quite early, is the Taina that some Achronim want to say with regards to Koil Havore. We know that by shofar, we learned, there's a sort of kolab, if it's an echo, if you're hearing the echo of the shofar, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Somebody hears the shofar, you're yotze the mitzvah. If it's only the echo, kolab, the Gemara says, you're not yotze. You're not yotze by listening to kolab. So some poskim say that surely hearing the Megillah by phone, you're listening to the kolab. And therefore, you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. That's some of the early achronim mentioned that svara. What do you think about that, Rabbi Sai? Correct. So there's two. Yeah. It's an echo. It's not the actual voice. It's an echo. It's an echo. It's worse than an echo. It's even worse than an echo. It is. It is. It's worse than an echo. So that. Yeah.
You have to hear the Megillah.
Good. That's actually interesting. Lemaisa, the poskim pushed this aside because they say it's not so clear from a different angle. It's not so clear that there's a psul of koil havar altogether by all the mitzvahs. With regards to koil shofar, it's a mafurish gemara. Gemara. It's before Shulchan Aruch. We don't find any psul explicitly with regards to Kol Havo and Megillah. There's no Makoy for that. There's no source to say that Kol Havo with regards to Megillah is a problem. There's no real. So they say, yeah, Imishum Ha, as they put it, if it's because of that, it's not so clear it would actually be a problem. So what is the problem of listening to Mikiyas and Megillah by phone? What is that? The problem, if it's not Kol Havo, what is the problem? So, yeah. Good. Yeah, is that the same recording as if you're hearing it from the recording? Is that correct? Is that accurate? Is that true? It's a recording. Pardon? Time delay. That's interesting because Moshe Feinstein speaks about the time delay. So the emphasis is that the point scheme suggests that it's lacking, halachically speaking, it's lacking in the Bar Chiyuva. Like we learned yesterday, that the Megillah has to come from a Bar Chiyuva. If it's from a cotton, that's what you said. Who said? If it's a cotton, you're not Yoitzeh. If it's Noshim, you're not Yoitzeh. If it's not Becheresh, you're not Yoitzeh. The voice is a good voice, but it's not emerging, the sound, that's the way Moshe put it, the sound is not emerging from a Bar Chiyuva. It's not emerging from a Bar Chiyuva. It's an extension, maybe. It's a continuation, maybe, but it has been, I don't know the terminology, but it's been made into a different, which then has been, yeah, is that correct? And therefore, what is the right terminology? It's been converted to sound waves. And therefore, it's lacking in the Bar Chiyuva. It's lacking in Bar Chiyuva. So it's comparable, sounds strange, but a phone is comparable to a woman. We definitely do see some connection. We definitely do see. But Moshe is mitzad. Interestingly, Moshe says, this is, I don't know if the technology, has the technology changed over the last, this is a tool which is quite old. It doesn't say a date, but understanding must be like in the 1970s, I think. Has the technology of phones changed from the 1970s till today? Yeah, has it? Yeah?
It's a different technology, but
as far as that is concerned, it's the same. Concept is the same. Right, so Moshe says that although he says it's probably lacking in Bar Chiyuva, but he does say that he's not 100% sure, and he says that there's always a bit of a, is it that sound waves always, you never actually hear. And that's why he speaks about the time delay. He said there's always a bit of a time delay. It's true that it's never, there's always some delay. And some, I don't know how to put it. He said there's always some indirect, it's not, yeah, is that correct? Exactly. So Moshe says, therefore, so he's not 100% sure. He's not 100% sure that it's a psul meikir adin. And he says that although one should be moicha by somebody who is lechatchila trying to be yotz the mitzvah by phone, he says bediavad, he's not so sure that he actually didn't fulfill the mitzvah. He's not so convinced. He said they could hear there's a tzad that he actually fulfilled the mitzvah. He's not convinced that it's actually a psul. He said pashtos it is, but bediavad maybe there's a tzad to be matir. Yeah, then that's definitely lacking Bar Chiyuva. So I suppose your question, you're asking why. What do you think about that? That's an interesting point. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisrael? It's better than a phone because it's actually recorded in the recorder. And now, what do you think about that? What do you think, Rabbi Yisrael? I think it's definitely lacking Bar Chiyuva. Now, it could be that initially it came from Bar Chiyuva. It came from a man who said the Megillah, but now you're not hearing the man anymore. You're definitely hearing the device. So therefore, and that's not a Bar Chiyuva. And therefore, Yazek not Yoitz, if it's been a recording, then it certainly can't fulfill the mitzvah. Pesumanissa. There's a lack of Pesumanissa. Why is that? I thought we're not the contrary. Aha. Because it's individual, it's person to person, it's lacking in the Chabur. Okay. Because that leads us to the next topic, which is interesting. What about radio? Again, I don't know if the technology is the same. Is it identical type of, does it work the same way, phones and radios? Again, I'm talking about the 1970s.
More or less.
It's pretty, yeah? Is it more or less the same? Yeah. So the Moshe Sternbuch writes the following. He said that when Herzl was still under the rulership, under the British rulership, he said something very interesting. He said there was a fight between the British. They wanted to control the radio station. It was a big thing to control the radio station. The British wanted to control the radio station. It meant a lot of power, a lot of influence to control the, and the other side, the Israeli side, they wanted very much to control. They wanted to control the radio station too. And it was a big control, because the first thing that eventually the Israeli forces, they managed to gain control of the station. And one of the first thing they did, so he writes, one of the first thing they did was near Purim, and it was as a statement, more than anything else, I suppose, as a statement they did the Kiryas HaMegillah through the radio. Kiryas HaMegillah on the radio, as a statement. So the question was asked then by the Gdoli Yerushalayim, and that's what Moshe Sternbuch writes, did anybody fulfill the mitzvah or not? Which is really ironic, because it was such a powerful statement, and you know, one could argue, well, writes it or not. What do you think? It might make people not go at all. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually what do you think about that? Yeah, that's what Moshe writes precisely that. It was actually more of a michshel than anything else. It was actually more of a michshel. It was more of a misguided, slightly misguided, maybe the idea was maybe pure, but the intention was maybe very nice. But certainly, Lechat Chilim, one certainly shouldn't be. Could be that, but the Evet, he declares, could be that, but the Evet, one could. You know, it could be Yotze, but certainly not Lechatchile. Certainly Lechatchile. To publicize in that way, he said, you can't be Yotze the mitzvah. So that's with regards to the shine of the phone. Yeah. Okay. Siv Hey. Mokim She'ein Minyan. A place where there is no minyan. Im echad yoidea, if one can, ve'achirim einam yoidim, if one person can read the Megillah, and others can't. So if you've got a group of 6-7 people, but not a minyan, one of the crowd can read the Megillah, others can't. So the halacha is echad poiter eskulam, one person can patter the rest, v'im kulam yoidim, if they can all read, kol echad kere le'atzmoy, everyone should read for himself. So we need a little bit of an introduction. So the halacha is as follows. Generally, a person can be moitzi someone else. Generally, with regards to a bracha, for instance, I can make a bracha and be moitzi someone else. We do it the whole time. I can make a bracha and be moitzi someone else. We all know. There is an exception. When it comes to tefillah, I can't be moitzi, Gemara says, it's Takanas Chachamim, I can't be moitzi someone else. I can't be moitzi someone else unless, well, the halacha is that you can't be moitzi someone else if there is a minyan, and people are not Mekim, then you can be Moitzi. So the halacha is, generally, you can be Moitzi someone else with a regular bracha. With regards to tefillah, the halacha is different. Chachamim instituted that you need to have a minyan, and only then, if there is a minyan, you can be Moitzi only if he's a Boki. That's why, as an example, if we have Shmoyin Chazor Sashat, we all know, Chazor Sashat, you won't be able to, it's a good example, Chazor Sashat, Bekim, can't be Moitzi, you need to have a minyan. You need to have a minyan. Without a minyan, you can't do chazal sashatz. Why is that? Why can't I be moitzi? The answer is, Chachomim Institute made a clear takana that it's tefillah. Tefillah, you need a minyan if there are bekiyim. Yeah? So far, so good. The question is, what about Megillah? Is Megillah considered, in which category does Megillah go? Does Megillah go in the category of tefillah, and therefore you will need a minyan? Or does Megillah go in category of bracha, and then you will not need a minyan? What's the halacha of Megillah? So Shulchan Aruch says, "Mokim she'ein minyan." If we're talking about without the minyan, Shulchan Aruch paskins, "Im echad yoidei, if one knows, ve'achirim einam yoidim, you know, echad poitres kulam." One can pardon it, but you need, generally speaking, you will need a minyan. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it goes in category of tefillah, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kotten. In Sif Kotten, hey, le'atzmoi, de'ein ha'yachid moitzi chaveiro elo be'asore. One person can only be moitzi others when there is a minyan. Ve'loi domile shofar. It's not like shofar. Why is that? Why is it not like shofar? The kriyas ha'megil avik moit tefillah. Kriyas ha'megil is like tefillah. The be'inan asore dafka. You can only be moitzi if there is 10. So that's why we pass over here, that Megillah, you need 10 to be moitzi. Yeah.
Question
Okay. Continues the Mechaba in Seivav, which is very relevant again. Minhag toiv, it is a good custom, lehavi ktanim, to bring young children, vektanois and young girls, lishmoya to hear mikra megillah. To listen to it. So what's the question on this? Interesting statement. Very good. Oh, so you're making a hanach already. So let me, I'm a step before that. I'm asking you, Meman Afshach, who are we talking about over here? Are we talking about children which are higia lechinuch? Or are we talking about children which are not higia lechinuch? It's really puzzling this. Is it higia lechinuch or not higia lechinuch? If it's higia lechinuch, then it's strange. Why minhag toiv? A good minhag? Halacha. I have an obligation of chinuch to bring the children higia lechinuch to. I have an obligation. But if it's not higia lechinuch, then why do I have to bring them? Is it going to disturb? Yeah, does the question make sense? What's a minhag? Is it a good minhag to bring children to? Why is it a good minhag? Oh, that is the answer. Very good. So the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't address this directly, it's the Bialoch who asks it mamash like this. Bialoch asks the question, who on earth is this talking about? So he says the following, Minhag Toiv, says the Bialoch, Hine bevadai kavonas ha-mechaber, certainly the idea of the mechaber is, Tavkar ktanim shegia lechinuch, certainly, we must be talking about children which are gia lechinuch. Again, what is the age of chinuch with regards to Megillah? Yeah, maybe a bit older, 7, 8, 9, something like that. Younger children than that, they're just going to disturb. No point bringing them to shul. As the Mogen Avraham writes, why is it a good custom? It's not a good custom, it's a halacha psuka, an absolute requirement to bring, to listen to the Megillah. Why minhag toiv? Such a beautiful question. You have an absolute obligation to mechanech them. Answers the Bialoche, the Ulai, the Bezel Yoyotze, my curly name Bevesam. He said, no, exactly as you're suggesting. You could have easily have been moitz them at home. Take out your Megillah, start reading the Megillah for the children. You could have said, that's good enough. I don't have to schlep them to shul. Why should I schlep them to shul? Keep them out, read the Megillah at home, read it for them, and they'll be Yoyotze. So on this we say Aval Kidelefasa Manes Pyois, but in order to publicize the nays even more, to increase the Pierce of Manes, Minak the custom is La Vion Bevesa Madrash to bring to the Bes Madrash, Shishmu Betzibu, that you should hear as a community, you should hear the shuls lining. You should hear the shuls Kiasa Megillah, Shigam Begat Lucy Mishmu Betzibu, that in order also to be Mechanach them when they are old as well, they should have to hear Betzibu. So that's why it's a Minak Tov. Minak Tov not with regards to the idea to listen to Megillah. Certainly they have an obligation to listen to Megillah, Higia Lechinuch. But the Minak Tov is to bring them to shul. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten's Yudzayin says, Ktanim veKtanos, ubelvad shelo yoviu Ktanim beYoisa. Don't bring two young children shemeval benin das Hashem. They only disturb. If they are too young, don't bring too young. If they are too young, they're only going to disturb others. Yeah, that's self understood. Sef Kotten Yudches says the Mishnah Berurah Lishmoya. VeAchsho bavoniseinu rabim. Naafoichu. What a nice term. It's now, it's the other way around. Shalavat she'enom shoyimim, not only they're not hearing the children, elohim evalbelim, they disturb. Shegam agdoilim enum yoitz licholim lishmai. Often little children come, they're too young, too immature, and they disturb. Not only that they don't listen to themselves, but they're disturbing adults as well. The kol be awesome, the whole reason why they come, rakle hakoy says hamon, is only to say hamon, you know, to make the noise by hamon. You're not fulfilling the obligation of chinuch by bringing children who just make a noise by hamon. As far as chinuch is concerned, so kol av, every father is required, lachzik bonav aktanim etzloi, hold that. To hold the children etzloy by him, v'lashkiach aleim, to make sure they listen carefully, sheishma akir, to listen carefully to the kiyam. V'kshagia kir lizker Hashem homon agogi, and when we reach the word homon agogi, reshoya kotna akosikim in hogoi. The children are allowed to make a noise. What does that imply? Children are allowed to make a noise. Rishaya kotna akosikim in hogoi. He's allowed to make a avaloshi is a ikir avos a kotna beis hametr. The aim shouldn't be just to come for Haman, but you know the idea of course is to listen to Megillah properly. Yes, it's interesting. I want to speak about that when we get to it. Very interesting. The minhag of just Not a minute. Well, some people, some shuls do just to say, oh, my beginning at the end. We'll get to that. We'll see if that fits with the Ramah or not. Sif Kot Nutas. The Mishnah Berurah pointed this out earlier. We'll see it again inside of him. Finally, Sif Kot Nutas. Mikom Megillah. Achshav Roy Lekol Echad. It is right nowadays that everyone should have Shalom Megillah Ksheira. It is right for everyone to have his own Megillah. Kosher Megillah, Velikro, and to read Belachash quietly, Mila by Mila, every word. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Ideally, you should have your own Megillah and say word for word the Megillah. The Yevshal Yishmeh Shliach Tzibur, it's impossible to hear from the Shliach Tzibur, Machmas Rash, because of the noise, Uvilvul, and the great noise and Bilvul that is created, Shimakim Be'etzim Mashmim Kol, the great noise that is created when people say Haman. So ideally, Roy Lekol Yisrael Inoy Kain, it's appropriate and it's right that everybody should have his own Megillah and read the Megillah as the Chazan says it. Misha Cholis Beod, whoever can afford it. Now, I don't know, what do you think nowadays, Kirsa Megillah in most shuls nowadays? I mean, I don't know about most shuls. I don't know about some shuls. I think that, does this still apply? I think it's a shtickle Achshara Dore. What do you think? It's a bit, I think nowadays you can easily fulfill the mitzvah. Very Masoda. I think that nowadays, I wonder if the Mishnah Berurah's psak is still accurate. I mean, he says that Roy Lekol Echad is proper for everyone. I'm not sure this is quite a strong term, that everybody should ideally have his own Megillah. I wonder if this is still in nowadays in our types of shuls. I'm not sure that's necessarily. Yeah, no, but the Baal Koyer is normally very tuned into that, and he knows exactly when. I think often it's not necessarily the case that there's a great Bahala and a great noise. I think often it works very well.